learn, which is one of the great secrets of life, is that you can be happy right now. You can be happy in this moment. You can settle into this reality, look around and find all the wonderful things to be grateful for. And out of that base of happiness, you can look into the next moments and go, well, wouldn't it be cool if I attracted more business or more sales or a different job or my books published or whatever it happens to be for you. Most people are chasing those things out there first, and the big problem is they come from a sense of desperation. So there's a built-in struggle. There's a built-in unhappiness. There's a built-in discomfort. I think it's unhealthy. I don't know that it actually helps you go in that direction with any speed. But when you back up and focus on this moment, and I swear, just to be blunt, this moment is the miracle. The past moments are truly past. The future is not here. The only thing is actually real is what we have. And if we look around and go, wow, I'm grateful for this call. I'm grateful for Lee. I'm grateful for Joe. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for all these different things. And then from there say, I would really love to experience fill in the blank, a new car. Then you can attract it to you without a sense of desperation and coming from a wholesome, balanced, happy person as your source.
I want to jump off that thought into the thought of gratitude, because your book you talk a lot. There's a couple of things you've talked about that I'm going to get to, but one of them is gratitude and how it affects manifesting. And so let's just talk about gratitude, because I'm sure you've noticed that sometimes there's a lot of people not very grateful.
Virtually everybody goes through that.
I'm actually kind of shocked that I have to sometimes email people, did you get my gift? Or, you know, that sometimes you, like, I gift a lot of books away. And that I've noticed that, and it's, maybe it's just recently, but that, you know, you gift a book away and you sign their name and there's no thank you for it. And it's, I'm kind of amazed, but I don't want to focus on that because I don't want to create that for my future, because there's plenty of people who are filled with gratitude. But
yeah, but it's a great observation, though.
It actually makes me a little sad for them, and I'm not sure if they just feel awkward or they just haven't been taught how powerful gratitude is. I know that if I try to make decisions in my mind, if I don't connect my brain and my heart and have gratitude about things, that I often don't make the best decisions.
Very great observation.
And if you want to really get deep down the rabbit hole, is I've read things about if you don't have your mind and your heart connected and feel gratitude, that you're not actually tapping into the super conscious or the, you know, subconscious mind. So
I love this.
So you're not actually able to see situations for what they truly are. So I'm, one of my goals is now, whatever I do, is to try to be very conscious to stay in a state of gratitude. And, you know, let's face it, that's occasionally very challenging.
It is. But, you know, I think that's one of the greatest lessons of life. Gratitude, in my mind, is the single most powerful transformative thing anybody can do. It costs nothing. We can do it anywhere, anytime. Do it by yourself. You don't need anybody else whatsoever. Totally free. It's a matter of stopping, looking around, and beginning to feel gratitude. And if you're really in that upset moment, at first it might be a little difficult. But what I tell people is look around your room. Find something that you're genuinely feeling grateful for, and start focusing on that. And my favorite story, I'm in another movie, the movie The Compass, and I tell my pencil story in there. And the pencil story, real brief, is 30-some years ago. I'm still struggling, but I'm reading about things like gratitude. And I'm mumbling to myself, yeah, I'll be grateful when I have something to be grateful for, damn it. And I keep hearing, that's not how it works. You have to be grateful first. When you're grateful now for what you already have, other things are given to you and other things are attracting it to you because you're coming from this energy of gratitude, this blissful energy. And I thought, all right, I'll try the damn thing, but I don't believe it works. And I looked around, and there was a pencil on my desk. And again, I'm broke, I'm unknown, I'm struggling, I'm desperate, I'm depressed, but I'm trying, you know, I'm reaching out there. And I pick up this yellow pencil, an old number two pencil with lead on one side and eraser on the other. And I'm looking at the pencil kind of flippantly and going, yeah, okay, I'm grateful for the pencil, yeah. With this pencil, I can write a suicide note. I can write a grocery list.
Oh my
I can
gosh.
Write a song. I can write a poem. I can write a love letter. I can write the great American novel. I can draw pictures. And as I went through it, I started to get a little bit more excited, thinking, wow, I can do all that with a pencil. I can actually move the world. I can write affirmations. I can write the story of my life. I can reinterpret the story of my life. And my energy started to change, much like it is now as I'm reliving it. And then I looked at the other side, and I saw the eraser. And I thought, is that brilliant or what? Now I can erase the suicide note, or I can erase the items on the grocery list as I buy them, or I can revise my song or my poem or my love letter. And I'm going, holy smokes, a pencil is one of the greatest inventions of mankind. And then I realize I'm suddenly feeling completely different. I'm in the same room. I'm still struggling. I'm still unknown. I'm still broke. I'm still desperate, but I'm no longer unhappy. I'm no longer low energy. I'm no longer feeling suicidal or depressed. Now I'm looking at life and going, holy smokes, look, I got a roof over my head. A lot of people don't. I can look out my window and see trees. A lot of people don't have windows, let alone a place to live. And that moment taught me about the power of gratitude. It opened the window to the miracle that's here all the time. It's in this moment. And as you start experiencing miracles like I did, and I start experiencing gratitude like I did there, it expands. Now you more easily attract things to be grateful for because your energy within yourself, your body and your mind and your thoughts, they're all in alignment. Your heart and your mind, everything is connected on a gratitude level. And that gratitude actually attracts on a energetic level more things to be grateful for. So, yeah, I talk about gratitude a lot because I think it is incredible, and it's free, and you can do it right now.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in gratitude. And Joe, you're 1,000% right that you can take a really crappy attitude and mood and just spend some time asking yourself questions such as, you know, what do I have to be grateful for? Who do I love? Who loves me? You know, what are my special talents and abilities that I can, you know, contribute to Earth and all those kind of things, and shift yourself from a horrible mood to feeling like, hey, everything is very cool.
Yes. Absolutely. And you feel like doing something from that place. When you're in a crappy mood, you don't feel like taking any action. And we all know I'm a big action taker. I know you are. Nothing happens until something moves. But if you're feeling unhappy or aggravated or frustrated, any of those negative emotions, you don't tend to want to take any action because you just feel like, what's the point? But if you're coming from that sense of, oh, wow, this is great, and I'm feeling grateful, and now I'm hopeful, and now I have energy, now you'll take action, and now you can produce more results.
Because you feel very empowered.
Yes.
Yes. And I think a lot of challenge that people have in our society today is that the media has disempowered them so greatly.
Oh, boy, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and I could spend the rest of the hour on that.
I'm going to tell you one thing here just because I got to get it off my chest. I tell people, turn off the mainstream news.
Absolutely.
Turn the freaking thing off. You can watch something else. There are empowering things out there. There's, you know, like calls like this. There's things to listen to. There's things to watch. There's things to read that'll fortify you and empower you. But I know fairly recently I was talking to a real estate broker, and I said, how's it going with the market? And she said, I'm doing fantastic. I'm selling like crazy. And I looked at her and said, well, what's your secret? How are you doing it when others tell me they're struggling? And she thought for a minute, and she said, I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. One of the biggest, simplest things, turn off the mainstream news. It's called programming for a reason.
That's
it,
right.
It programs us to think in lack and limitation and negativity and disempowerment. So I can, you know, get on the soapbox with that. But basically, just turn it off.
Absolutely. And the other thing people don't realize is the media is there to make money, and they're selling fear because
yes.
Fear is the big attractor.
Oh, boy. Well, they're selling fear because fear automatically gets into your brain. It flips the switch that says, pay attention. and they want you to pay attention because they're going to be running commercials for products in be-